Raúl is not as popular as Fidel among the Cuban population. It's felt that he would bring more repression, even though he may bring in more market reforms, so that Cuba might move more towards, say, something like the Chinese system. So, as I see it, there is a little bit of organised opposition within Cuba itself. It's not very united, it's small, and we may see if Fidel Castro, in fact, dies or is unable to continue in power due to ill health and Raúl comes to power, that there may be unrest and riots, which we've seen before in Cuba, and perhaps an exodus, again, of people from Cuba. But whether that would actually lead to the collapse of the system itself is another question, because it doesn't seem to be particularly well organised. There's no institution in Cuba around which to organise, as best I can tell, like, for example, the Catholic Church in Poland, when that system collapsed. That doesn't exist in Cuba. And also, they're disunited. They have different ideas about what should happen in Cuba. So some of them want reform of what already exists, and some want to overthrow the system as a whole. So what you have is disagreement, which of course makes opposition weaker.
Would there be pressure from the Cuban community in the United States? Could that be a point where an opposition process could start from?
Yes, I think it's almost certain that there will be some activities which will emanate from the Cuban-American population. Although one thing that tends to get overlooked in the media coverage that we've had here is that this community isn't united either. While there's a general agreement of opposition to the revolution in Cuba, there is much disagreement about what is the best way to bring about the collapse of the revolution. So some people think that it should be attacked, invaded again. You know, sabotage should occur, major efforts like that, mass directing of funding into the counter-revolution operations. And others believe that the United States should engage with Cuba, that they should invest in the areas where you can now in Cuba, and undermine the regime in that direction, in the way that it could be argued we've seen in US attitudes towards China and Vietnam.
Of the options you've just talked about, how do you see President Bush handling any change in Cuba?
Probably these different perspectives exist within the US government, but at the moment one of those groups, of course, is in the ascendancy in the United States, and that is the position of non-negotiation until the regime is overthrown and there's a democratic system, which is free market type economy. That's the consistent position of this administration in the United States. They have invested a great deal of money in both of the terms of George W. Bush into the anti-Castro movements within Cuba, and have held meetings with them. They do have representatives in Cuba. And they have tightened up regulations that restrict the opportunity for Cuban Americans and other Americans to visit Cuba, to spend US dollars in Cuba itself, even for other countries to involve themselves in investing in Cuba. So there's been a tightening up of the restrictions against Cuba, and there is indeed an entire US government plan for a transition in Cuba and what a democratic Cuba should look like before the US will get on board with any political powers in Cuba.